12-year-old Paige Rock says her mom was the inspiration behind the idea to start the nonprofit Girls Giving Fund of Park City.
My mom came back from the first Women's Giving Fund grant giving, and she was so inspired that she wanted me to get involved. I thought it would be a good thing to have girls in my community give back themselves, not their parents, so I started the Girls Giving Fund. I took 10 of my closest friends and their founding members, and then asked them to all get 10 members also, so then that'd create 10 or 100 members.
She says they have close to 80 girls and have raised $8,000 so far. They're hoping to hit a 100-girl membership and create an endowment similar to the Women's Giving Fund model. The Women's Giving Fund started in 2014 with 100 women donating $1,000 to build an endowment that would provide high-impact grants to benefit local women and children in need. Paige says her giving fund is designed to get the girls to donate $100 each. The community foundation will manage the money so it's run professionally, like any other foundation. Paige says they've done a number of fundraising events since June.
We volunteered at the Eats Farm to Table event, and we ran the lemonade stand, and then we went to like parades and also did lemonade stands there to also raise money. And then this past weekend, we just had a witch's brew, and yeah, each girl would bring their mom, and then it was really fun.
Lauren Vituli is the Women's Giving Fund mentoring coordinator and says they've identified 5 finalists.
So we narrowed it down to 5 nonprofits that support kids in Park City, and then all the members will vote on one of those 5. And we're going to give a grant up to $5,000 to them, and then we'll continue each year the same thing. We'll continue to get new members and continue to raise money.
Paige plans to identify the winner of the Girls Giving Fund grant during the December 4th Women's Giving Fund holiday party. For donations or information, go to parkcitycf.org/girlsgivingfund. The Women's Giving Fund mentoring program recently sponsored a film with the Park City Film Series about women in tech startups called She Started It. This is just one of many events held throughout the year to inspire girls. Vituli says the mentoring program focuses on 6th and 7th grade girls, and it's a perfect fit.
We do power lunches at Ecker Hill Middle School, where we bring speakers in to talk about their careers while weaving in life lessons. It's been really successful. We get about 200 girls at each power lunch, and we do that 10 to 12 times a year. We're also working on a contest at Ecker Hill that is around this year's education theme of health and safety.
She's received feedback from boys in the community asking for mentoring opportunities and power lunches as well.
And then one boy came up to me during a girls' power lunch and said, "You know, boys need mentoring too, and we would really like that. And you could have the same women speak." So we recently had Tilly Gill speak to the boys about leadership, and we had 200 boys show up, and they were engaged.
The next Girls Power Lunch is November 1st with guest speaker Terry Sidford. Amber Conley is the November 29th guest speaker. December 13th, Summer Sanders will speak about the power of community and what it takes to win a gold medal. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.